You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Coal India Limited's capital expenditure increased by 8.5% on year to Rs 4,700 crore during April-July 2024 period, with the company continuing to invest heavily in evacuation infrastructure, land and mining machinery. The capex utilization during the referred period was nearly 100% of the progressive target of Rs 4,754 crore and 28.3% of annual target of Rs 16,600 crore of FY 2024, CIL said in a regulatory filing. Typically, the capex starts slow in the first quarter, with the company laying out the expenditure plans at the beginning of the fiscal and gradually builds up in the subsequent quarters. Moving on, stainless steel flexible hose manufacturer Aeroflex Industries Limited on Wednesday said it has a fixed price band of Rs 102 to 108 a share for its Rs 351 crore initial public offering. The maiden public issue will open for subscription on August 22 and conclude on August 24. The bidding for anchor investors will open on August 21, the company announced. The IPO consists of a fresh issue of equity shares worth up to Rs 162 crore and an offer for sale of up to 1.75 crore equity shares by promoter SAT Industries. At present, promoter and promoter group members own over 91% stake in the company. Proceeds from the fresh issue will be utilized for payment of a debt and funding working capital requirements, and a certain amount will be used for general corporate purposes and acquisitions for inorganic growth. Now, a news related to economy of UK. The rate of inflation in the UK fell sharply in July to a 17-month low, largely on the back of lower energy prices. Official figures showed Wednesday a welcome development for hard-pressed households struggling during the cost of living crisis. The Office for National Statistics said the annual rate of inflation as measured by the Consumer Price Index was 6.8% in July, its lowest level since February 2022, the month Russia invaded Ukraine and sent energy prices surging. The decline from June's 7.9% rate was in line with economist expectations. The statistics agency said the fall was largely driven by lower energy prices as last year's sharp increases fell out of the annual comparison. It said that food price inflation, which also spiked sharply in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, eased too. Though the decline in the headline rate of inflation will be welcome news for hard-pressed households, it's unlikely to derail market expectations that the Bank of England will raise interest rates again next month, especially as wages are rising at a record high. In another development, Twitter has made its popular tweet deck, now X Pro, a paid app. The app, which allows users to manage multiple Twitter accounts and view timelines in a single interface, will now be available only X Premium subscribers, formerly called as Twitter Blue subscribers. This means that you will be able to access the service only when you pay for it. The move has been received with mixed reaction from users. Some have praised Twitter for finally taking a step towards making TweetDeck a sustainable business, while some have expressed their disappointment that the app is no longer a free tool. X's decision to charge users for TweetDeck isn't out of the blue. The company in July had announced that it would make TweetDeck a paid service and that the transition would take place in the next 30 days. In a separate development, if you are an iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, SE, 7 or a 7 Plus owner, you could be eligible to receive Rs 5,000 from Apple as a compensation for secretly slowing down your phone's performance. The iPhone company has agreed to pay up to $500 million in compensation to iPhone owners who were affected by the company's Batterygate scandal. The scandal involved Apple secretly slowing down the performance of older iPhone models in order to prevent unexpected shutdowns due to aging batteries. The company in 2020 agreed to pay up to $500 million in response to a lawsuit alleging that it had committed one of the largest consumer frauds in history by secretly slowing the performance of several iPhone models in an attempt to fix battery and processor issues in these phones. Lastly, domestic indices ended Wednesday's trading session in the green. The NSE Nifty 50 rose 30.45 points or 0.16% to 19,465, and BSE Sensex climbed 137.50 points or 0.21% to 65,539.42. However, the indices slipped further to trade lower by 0.52% each. Banking stocks index Bank Nifty tanked over 1% or 400 points to an intraday low of 43,600.35 as the rate-sensitive sector felt inflationary woes. All sectors, barring Nifty IT and Nifty Media, traded in the green, with Nifty Metal, Nifty Auto and Nifty Private Bank crashing up to 0.9%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.